Well, it was just starting, you know, when I was doing it. I mean, it was just a new thing. Something that the locals really wondered what was going on.
When we had the first coffee bar through there, we didn't have the money to buy tables, so Big John, who was the carpenter, lived in Kiel, went and blagged a load of old desks. So he filled all the inkwells in. I kid you not. Filled the inkwells in.
No.
The carpet was given by Mailing Industries, and this was only replaced about 5 years ago. And Alison Chitty, who was a designer of well-renowned at the time, we'd got no money left at all. So we've got the desks, where they're covered in inkwells. We've got some saddling to stain them. We've got no chairs. So Alison Chitty gave her credit card to Big John and said, go to IKEA and buy some dot-dot chairs.
Nellie Griffin. She used to make these famous cakes.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, telling stories in a way, but the cakes were fantastic. And they were all sort of, you know, orange cake, chocolate cake, ginger cake. And the Vic was legendary for them. And they were brilliant, but the coffee was absolutely awful. And everybody knew it.
Welcome to episode one of the New Vic Theatre's 60th anniversary podcast. I'm Jill Rezzano, Head of Education at the New Vic Theatre.
And I'm Dr. Rachel Walker, theatre historian.
You've just been listening to some of the fantastic memories that were shared with us recently at the Back at the Vic exhibition, celebrating our 60th anniversary. Now, some of you may have your own strong memories of the Victoria Theatre, starting out on the corner of Hartshill Road. And some of you may know us just here at the New Vic. But whatever your involvement has been and however you know us, we hope that you'll enjoy listening to some of the voices recalling their involvement with us over 60 years of theatre making in North Staffordshire.
Today's episode is all about the early years of the Vic in Hartshill, and we're going to start with a few words from Romy Cheeseman, who's honorary archivist of the Victoria Theatre Archive and widow of Peter Cheeseman, who was artistic director of the Vic and New Vic from 1962 to 1998.
From the very beginning, so going back to 1962-3-4, it was felt that a subsidised regional repertory theatre, you know, with Arts Council money and local council money, was a service for the community. So even though its core purpose was to put stories on the stage, it was really important in the beginning to reach out to the community and show the wider public what went on at the theatre and what it was for and what it was about. And one of the key policies that developed was to put local stories on the stage so that what was being shared on the stage involved people and reflected back their history to them. So from the very early days, there was an education, they didn't have the money to have an education department, but there was always an interest in involving schools, local community groups, and so there was a tremendous amount of what we now call outreach work, taking the story of what the Vic's doing out into the community and trying to invite people in. So over that first two decades, the Vic developed a reputation for doing that. And there were open days and Vic festivals where they put on, in the summertime, you know, sort of one-off events, music, things for children, inviting the public in, and it's continued into the work of the new Vic, which is absolutely wonderful. I mean, it's absolutely flourishing. And when you look at the response today to the open day, I think it's absolutely wonderful how it brings people in. And the new Vic is just opening itself up to share its skills and encourage a new generation, really, to think about maybe working in theatre or getting involved as a volunteer or maybe joining the youth theatre. So I just feel that groundwork that was done in the 60s it's bridged all those decades into the new Vic and just seems to be going from strength to strength. And of course you've got a much bigger education department now, and you've got your borderlines department as well, so the work that can be, and appetite of course, the work that can be done now out in the community under the banner of the new Vic and theatre making is just tremendous.
I think it's really interesting what Romeo's saying there about how important the community has always been in the history of the Vic. Even the initial motivation of Stephen Joseph and Peter Cheeseman in finding a permanent home for studio theatre was to make theatre useful in the community. I think they saw it as a resource that should be used by the region of North Staffordshire. And I thought it was interesting that Romy talked about the outreach work that was taking place even in the early days of the Vic in Hartsill. And there is lots in the archive about the actors visiting schools and playgrounds and the Vic Roadshow touring sketches and music. Is outreach work still a major focus of the work that's done here at the new Vic?
It's absolutely the heart of what we do. And you'll know, some people will know, that we don't have a studio programme in the same way that other regional theatres might, because the community is our second space. It's out there. And of course, Romy mentioned the various departments who work within the community. And that in itself is very unusual. As a theatre, we have three different departments all going out, all working in the community. So we have our education department where I work, we have New Vic Borderlines, and we also have Appetite. So between the three of us, we are completely engaged within our own communities. So in education, we work a lot with schools and colleges, of course, but it's much more than that. It's about a lifelong opportunity to be creative, to work alongside with us, to collaborate. So whether you you come along to youth theatre, whether you are a parent with a young child, whether you are reaching retirement age or beyond that, there's always something that you can do. And of course, with New Vic Borderlines, we are reaching some of the most vulnerable people in our communities as well. And also celebrating the achievements of our communities and how resilient we are in this area. And with Appetite, building new audiences, welcoming new people who haven't yet experienced our work, whether that's in the building or with outdoor performance. So I think all of the outreach that Romy mentioned and was, you know, originally envisaged lives on, and it lives on in a very authentic and accessible way for our communities as well.
And it seems really popular as well, all of those outreach schemes that you do. Mm. I mean, certainly from the open day.
Absolutely, yeah.
There seems to be a really good uptake on all of that.
Yeah, I mean, we're often fully subscribed for projects. For the Ages and Stages company who I work with, our company of elders, we have a waiting list. You know, it certainly feels like if the opportunity is there and if we make that visible and attractive to our communities, people will respond. And, you know, always remembering that it was our community who built the new Vic, and it was public subscription, and all of those things made it happen. So yeah, and it's a great joy for us as well, because actually it's the lifeblood of what we do. Our community is our lifeblood.
And do you think those people that get involved with the outreach activities, can you trace those through to the audiences for the shows as well?
In some cases, yes, very definitely, people have come to us that way. But I think also there are a number of people who might come along to an outdoor performance, might come along to a workshop, who might feel that is the way in which they want to participate in what we do. And certainly, certainly I feel that there is a strong correspondence between that. But I think everyone who comes through our doors, whether it's for a coffee or lunch, whether it's for, you know, a workshop, whether it's to see an exhibition because a friend has taken part in that exhibition, all become part of the Vic. And everyone should feel comfortable. So on Tuesday mornings, we have our open house cafe. And that's free tea, free coffee, free refreshments for everybody in our community who wants to come along. Because we just want people to feel like it is your theatre. This is why we are here. So whether you're seeing something on stage or you visit us in other ways, you know, suddenly you're part of us.
Yeah, I think that's, and it traces right back, I think, to those original ideas of why they wanted to find the and site the theatre in Stoke-on-Trent, because they felt it was a community that was open to welcoming that sort of sort of space.
Very much, and certainly in terms of the cafe, you know, we run it, we have volunteers helping us, but actually it's the people who come along who are running it, because they'll see somebody who perhaps hasn't visited before, share their table, start a conversation. So actually they are our collaborators as well as guests, because everyone is working for that welcome that you talk about, that seemed so apparent when, you know, we started to form the company originally. They were right. They got that right, because it's still happening.
Yeah.
And it's still, you know, in front of your eyes when you come in.
And it's, I think, more and more that makes the theatre feel very much part of the community, doesn't it? Because so many people feel they've got a tie to it in some way, and that seems to be quite long-standing. Once there is a connection, yeah, that seems to be a lasting one, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And also, we've done some research on this, that that perhaps people sometimes have a gap in their relationship with us. Maybe they might visit when they were a little bit younger, and then suddenly you maybe have a family and you're working, and it can drop off a little bit. But often people come back, you know, they might come back as volunteers, as Romy mentioned, or they might come back when their children are a bit older and really enjoy bringing grandchildren. But that there seems to be that bond where people go, oh, actually, we're going to do that. Someone was telling me the other week that their Christmas present to the family are tickets for the Christmas show.
Yes.
And that's the tradition. They're going to bring everybody in. If they only see everybody for that one, you know, that one time, that's what they do.
Yeah.
So the bond is there, even if it's not always absolutely consistent, because you've got other life, you know, other life events going on around you as well.
I think we also managed to speak on the open day with Fiona Wallace, the new Vic's managing director, didn't we, as well?
Yeah.
So we're going to hear a few words from her now.
And Fiona, it's our 60th year now of the company. And today we've had hundreds, I would say, members of our community coming into the theatre and taking part in workshops with our professionals. Why do you think more than ever it's important for us to engage with our community and share the knowledge and the skills that our theatre makers have?
I think you're right. I think from today we have had hundreds of people coming through the door, so you can see how important the theatre is to the local community, but how much they want to be involved and engaged with it and have the opportunity to have that access to their theatre. So those people that have been backstage, they're most interested in the fact that we make theatre here, we make it as part of our community, and people that live locally are proud of that. And I think in our 60th year, you can see why the theatre company started in our community, because it was a desperate need for people to have a theatre of their own. And theatre in the round at the New Vic has been so special over the past 60 years. I think it's even more important, as we've discussed, to make sure that that's there for their families for the future.
Yeah, and looking to the future, how do you think events like this, with workshops where you can get so close to the process, why do you think that's important for the future of theatre, not just within our own community, but in the wider sense of our industry?
think theatre is a very practical art form, and I think that's why I love it. But I think for the people coming in today, just being able to get closer to the professionals and the artists here, it has all sorts of benefits. It shows the younger people coming and the children that there is an opportunity for them to work as artists. And that's been part of Stoke-on-Trent and North Staffordshire's life for so many years that it's important that for the future you would know that coming out of school or thinking about your own career, that you could start and earn a living as an artist. But also, theatre is a collective art form, so you can gain as much from being part of an audience as you can from being a participant, or about developing your own artistic practice.
Fabulous. And we've spoken today to a number of members of the staff, some of whom have been with us a relatively short amount of time, and others who've spent probably the better part of their career with us. What do you think it is about a producing theatre that enables a theatre professional to spend a number of years developing their craft?
I would say, from a personal perspective, when I started work in theatre, it wasn't here, but it was in a producing theatre, and I started at the bottom as an admin assistant, and I did everything, because you could be on box office at one point, or you could be helping out in production teams. And theatres that produce work have opportunities to develop your career over years, because usually in a theatre like the New Vic, you'll be given an opportunity if you express an interest or you have an aptitude. So I've seen people grow through their careers at the New Vic because we've given them those opportunities, but also because they have been able to take them because they've seen their colleagues supporting them and they've seen the work that we make mattering, and also they're proud of it.
I noticed that Fiona mentioned working in the round there. It's not something we've touched on yet, but obviously such an important part of the New Vic Theatre. Why do you think it is so significant?
I think it has significance for every single thing we do, whether it's the work on stage in that round space, whether it's our outreach work. It's about creating that democratic space that was always the vision. So we come together as a community to not only see the work in front of us, but to see and meet each other. And not just in a physical sense, not just in kind of seeing someone across the space, but also to meet each other in terms of the ideas, the thoughts, the emotions within that story. It's how we come together as people, as human beings in that circle. And I think visitors to the theatre are sometimes quite surprised by the space, but it is amazing how quickly people warm to it and prefer it. It's a much more natural way of playing out a story. You might see people in profile. You might see the back of someone's head. You know, there's all kinds of ways in which it solidifies our relationship with our audiences. And I think many actors love it because you can connect so closely with your audience. And sometimes, we mentioned Christmas before, sometimes at Christmas we'll actually put benches right on the stage so our younger audience can be even closer to the actors and to the story. But yes, certainly that amazing piece of machinery that is our round stage becomes the form in which we're held together. And that is extremely important for what we do.
Yeah, it was something I found really fascinating in doing the research of the early years. How difficult that space was for people, and how many objections they had in those early days to that space, and people being worried about breaking the magic of theatre and being able to see people's hairy legs as one, you know. But I just think actually it gives people such a connection to the story.
Absolutely.
And it promotes the audience in a way to being on a level playing field, doesn't it, with the people on stage?
Yeah. As with the outreach, you are our collaborators.
Yes.
You are not just there to sit and stare at this happening.
Yeah.
It's about that interaction. It's about feeling close to what is being played out in front of you. And that reaction is so immediate for the actors. And, you know, the play is not completed until those people are sitting in that circle around us, and then it really begins, because you are here, you're with us, so we can start this. And that is again the heart and soul of why we're there. But we are also right out of time for today and for this podcast. But hold on to that thought that we heard from Fiona about our members of staff and the roles they play here. We'll have some interviews with them in the next episode.
Thanks ever so much for listening today. And if you have any feedback at all or ideas for future podcasts, we'd be delighted to hear from you on archive@newvictheatre.org.uk.
Thanks again. And don't forget to listen in to episode 2.
This has been a New Vic Theatre podcast produced by Hollow Moon Media with music by James Earls Davis.